Item 13, reports. Trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. Are there any trustee reports?
Went to the NERS conference, National Institute of Retirement Security in DC. Got back very late last night. I'll make this brief. Social Security and its solvency was discussed, and there is optimism, and there's a broad American support. 87% of Americans support the ideas of Social Security and that it should be stronger. The challenges facing Social Security going forward is customer service. However, their staff has been cut in half recently, and by some chainsaw thing or whatever, I don't know. Another challenge is the declining buying power of benefits, in that the adjusted COLA has not quite kept up with inflation. So the buying power has decreased by about 20% over the recent years. Then there's the challenge of long-term ability to pay 100% of benefits. And so we'll have to see how funding improvements in Social Security can happen to bolster its funding status. There's a panel on affordability, housing, and inflation. All of those things have been challenged also, and this impacts the ability of people to save for their retirement. Some information that reflects this is that first-time home buyers are now at, on average, age 40. And 25% of home buyers are first-time home buyers, and that has cut in half, I think, compared to 10 years ago. So it's very hard to save, to buy a home, especially with the cost of housing and so forth, and also especially childcare. That is increased substantially. And in addition to that, healthcare and adult care has gone up quite a bit. So to buy a home, a number of people have had to cash out financial assets, including borrowing against their 401 and so forth. So it's a difficult situation. There was also mention of concern about changing economy, and that economic policy is uncertain. And with that, this leads to slower hiring, production growth, consumption growth, and worsening of the consumer outlook. So we'll see. Hopefully that'll turn around in time. And then there was some talk about Gen X that is having some particular challenges in coming up into retirement, during retirement. People in Gen X it's been more of an issue for them than other generations, in that they are having to care for themselves and their parents and their kids. So they're looking after their parents and then their kids. They can't afford to move out of the house, so they got all the generations there in the household. Gen Xers who shoulder this responsibility have less money to put towards their own retirement because they're caring for everybody else. And Gen X has the highest level of credit card debt. And with respect to coming into retirement, 37% of Gen Xers plan to delay their retirement because they figure they're just going to have to keep working to take care of all the bills they've got. This is in comparison to 19% of baby boomers. And then finally, there was a congressman by the name of Tom Suwasi, who's out of New York, and he has sponsored a bipartisan bill called the WISH Act. And so that's being debated. The WISH Act is, stands for well-being insurance for seniors to be at home. So it's a long-term care coverage, insurance benefit that they're trying to work out in Congress. And it is to help with the high cost of long-term care and wants to support aging in place for our seniors. Good conference. Well, it wasn't too bad. I would encourage others to go to it next year.
I'd like to say it was uplifting, but I'm not sure.
They're going to ask a little bit more about the Social Security piece that they talked about. Just very quickly, raising the retirement age beyond age 67, increasing the maximum cap, make some quick notes, higher contributions by employee and employer, and cutting benefits all come into play as potential ways to deal with a system that is already underwater. It can't be funded in a way without us becoming a socialist world, that the Social Security Administration can own all the means of production to make the payments. It's an income transfer program from generation to generation. Last fixed in 1980s, today running underwater, that is, more is being paid out than received in, but drawing on bonds that were built up during the period prior to about 5 years ago when Social Security income exceeded amounts being distributed out. That's about to come to an end, and something has to happen. Any discussion on favorability of which over the others?
There was discussion on all the things you mentioned, and the presenter, O'Malley, who used to be the commissioner, his favorite idea was to scrap the cap. And but we'll see. I mean, there's, everyone knows that something needs to happen, and it just kept getting repeated that more than likely Congress will not act until they absolutely have to. And we'll see what that looks like at the time. So lots of ideas being presented and discussed and so forth, but getting Congress to act on it has been terribly challenging. There was one discussion where they talked about the age change. I think the last round of that was in 83 when they moved to 67. And I don't think they're looking to promote that, a further change, but the scrap the cap is something to consider. But there was a thought over 15, 20 years ago about, well, if we just increased the cap a little bit, we would be, have a positive impact for decades, if it would have happened at that time. Now we're here in 2026, and it's like that same idea would now make a much smaller dent. So,
did they touch up on like government-sponsored retirement accounts / savings account? It was kind of touched up on during the State of the Union. I don't know if that's
No, not a whole lot was discussed. That wasn't discussed in depth, but that was still kind of a lot of question marks about what all that meant.
I'm just wondering if that will help offset potential social security payments if, you know, so many years ahead of time?
Well, so there's, that's being addressed at the state level. In many states, I think there are 17 states that have like automatic IRAs and so forth. And there's a thought to make that a federal program, but then that kind of hits up against the state programs. And so, yeah, it's not clear.
Let's say the retirement formula is based upon the cap of revenue, earned income up to the cap. If you eliminate the cap, are you eliminating, are you continuing with the formula indefinitely? That will dramatically change Social Security if they do that.
That was, yeah, I thought about that question while I was there and failed to ask it. But the thought was that the benefit to, you know, the overall group of recipients would be much higher than the cost of an individual getting, you know, higher Social Security payments because the cap has been lifted.
But it's already heavily favoring lower people who make less. It's like 90% try to turn it up and then 10%.
It's a skewing, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, they can make it skew even more.
Well, I just, the other part of that recommendation is what I thought about, that the individual you referenced made, in other words, eliminate the caps, is what do you do about the benefit if you do that? And of course, you're putting all higher income people in the 50% plus bracket, but you're talking 15% of all your income. It's practical matter. If you're working. And your Social Security base plus income tax is now at a maximum rate of 37. So you're at 50% federal alone and no deduction for state. In California, that's another 10 to 13%. You're a lot of unhappy former Californians.
Well, that was it. Yeah, no, I. All kidding aside, that's a serious matter. But it sounds like a good conference.
Yeah. Good conference. Yeah.
All right. Any other trustee reports on meetings? All right. Hearing none. Staff reports. Christina. Oh, we're not done yet. We're nowhere near
done
yet. But I'm happy. I wish we were done, David.
Check your program, doctor.
We don't have any staff reports. I think you've heard enough from us today.
No, thank you. And